For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The Minnesota Vikings have found their next general manager. It's Nolan Teasley. After helping the Seahawks to a Super Bowl title as their assistant GM, Teasley is going to now lead the purple. Meanwhile, the Vikings are back on the field at TCO Performance Center in Eagan for their latest round of OTAs. Everyone's getting to know each other, including offensive lineman Donovan Jackson. He's getting to know new Vikings quarterback Kyler Murray.
I talked to Kyler, and he's a Texas high school football legend, so I knew him from that, and just excited to get to work with him. You know, the guy with the football has zero concern on my life. You know, my job is just protect them. That's a response for KO or anything like that, but he's a great guy. I'm excited to get to work with him.
OTAs continue tomorrow and Thursday before mandatory minicamp next week. The Twins are in a bit of a funk. After starting their 10-game road trip with a sweep in Boston, they've dropped 6 of their last 7, including dropping all 3 this weekend in Pittsburgh. It was capped by a 9-3 loss to the Pirates yesterday. While on the road, the injury bug has hit hard, taking out first pitcher Kendrys Rojas, and yesterday they lost Bailey Ober. He landed on the 15-day injured list as well. While the Twins are returning home, they don't get a break in the schedule as they take the field tonight against the White Sox, still battling those injuries.
We got 7 more, so we got to figure it out. And we got Joe going tomorrow. So, I mean, this is probably the first time a lot of these guys have been on a 10-day road trip, and it's the first time they've had 17 in a row. So we got to keep going. But, you know, in Bailey's situation, he'll get some imaging tomorrow. So, and we'll kind of go from there.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton. Yes, Joe Ryan with a 6:40 first pitch tonight against the White Sox. 3 straight against Chicago, followed by a 4-game series against the Royals. Next break in the schedule isn't until next Monday. In the WNBA, the Lynx are at Phoenix tonight for a rematch with the Mercury. Minnesota won the first meeting last month, 88-84. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.